based on that hearing last week, it's become clear to me that we're going to have to clear it up for the VA because their interpretation is simply wrong. It makes absolutely no sense that a veteran who owns 51% of the company, which is the majority of the company, and has the majority ownership in the company, would not be considered in control of that company. I don't know of any company where any one person other than a sole proprietorship has 100% control. And so I think the VA's interpretation is simply wrong.
So exactly what are you going to do to spell this out for VA?
Well, we don't know. We don't know yet how the language is going to be shaped, but we're going to try to give the VA some more clear definition that's not open to interpretation.
Now, what merit is there, if any, to what VA has at least been trying to do to prevent people who are not eligible from getting these contracts?
Well, I think there was some, you heard in the testimony of the witnesses themselves that that progress has been made, but not nearly enough, because you heard from the GAO and from the other gentleman that was there, the Department of VA Inspector General, that they still have very real concerns about the potential for fraud, because the VA has been very, very slow in implementing the new rigorous verification process. They've still got a lot of work to do because the potential for fraud is still there.
What do you imagine are some of the possible solutions, some of the things you might look at in an attempt to fix this?
Well, again, legislatively, we try to stay away from legislative solutions because it's better when the VA understands the need for change, but when the VA is reading part of the law, but not the intent of the law, and interpreting the language in a way that's detrimental to our veterans, making it difficult for veterans to get verified and become a contractor, and making it easier for those that are in. And you heard during the testimony, they've got contractors that once they're awarded contracts, even if they are found ineligible, they let them keep those contracts until they play out. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars going to unqualified companies. That is a misuse of taxpayer dollars.
VA is the only agency that requires this verification. How likely or desirable is it that this process, if you can find the right solution, be applied to the rest of government?
What we would like to see is the VA adopt a solution similar to what the Small Business Administration has. And you heard us also talk about during the hearing that there are differences between the VA's interpretation of the law and the Small Business Administration's interpretation of the law. So we would like to see the VA come more closely in line with the Small Business Administration rather than the opposite.
And what about the criticism or concern that the SBA process is good and that it hits the law's intent, but at the same time, there is this practice of self-certification that other agencies practice, some say is a weakness?
Well, self-certification is a concern, and I think you heard that the VA said that they've gotten away from self-certification. And there's no question that since they implemented those companies that they have implemented their new, more rigorous verification process on, they've had a lot more success in weeding out fraud and finding those companies that are not qualified.
But at the same time, veterans groups worry the VA process is squeezing out legitimate companies from VA contracting.
I don't necessarily think the VA is squeezing out companies that would otherwise be qualified. Their process, because of their interpretation of the law, the 51% ownership and the 100% control, that, in my view, is a misinterpretation of the intent of the law. Our intent is that a veteran-owned small business, service-disabled veteran-owned small business that is owned by a service-disabled veteran and controlled by a service-connected disabled veteran, that they get the right that the law intended them to get. I don't think that there's any intent on the VA's part. I don't think there's any individual sitting there that's trying to squeeze out veterans, but I do believe that their process does not comply with the intent of the law, and that's where we're going to try and help them.
And what else can we expect from your subcommittee and the full Veterans Affairs subcommittee to address the VA issues and other problems affecting veterans?
Well, you know, it's our job as the Oversight Investigation Subcommittee to make sure that not only are American taxpayer dollars being used to provide for the valid care and feeding and the benefits that our veterans have earned, but that our veterans ultimately are the ones that are taken care of. I mean, when you've got some 900,000 in a claims backlog, when it takes on the average 125 days for a claim to be processed, Reuben, there's something wrong with that formula. I mean, these are our nation's heroes. That's unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to my colleagues that sit on the committee. It's unacceptable to the veterans that we serve. So we've got a lot of hard work, whether it's health care, educational benefits, making sure that they get those, making sure that they get these business opportunities that our nation has intended for them to get. We're going to stay on task.
Have you been in contact with VA since last week's hearing about the intent to proceed with legislative action to address this contracting issue? And if so, how have they responded?
No, I have not had any direct conversations with the VA since last week. We'll be working through that process. Our staff will be communicating with their staff as we go through the process.